it's different than doing an animated cartoon character or a straightforward voiceover or narration that you might hear in a commercial or a documentary. Because when you have a real person, you're trying to capture, you know, everything about that person, you know, in not only the way they talk, how they would say things. And in a case like Roger, where he's not around, you kind of have to second guess and put yourself in their shoes, so to speak. So when I do things like this, and I do voices like this when I'm working on feature films where an actor is no longer available to, like, re-loop lines or redub lines that need to be done, you get voice reference. In this case, both Chaz and Steve James provided me with reference of Roger speaking in the way that they wanted to hear him sound in the movie. And it wasn't so much his professional voice, you know, on television. It was more his personal voice if he was sitting in a room talking to you one-on-one.
In grade school, I wrote and published the Washington Street News, which I solemnly delivered to neighbors in Urbana, Illinois, as if it existed independently of me. At the News Gazette, a linotype operator set my byline in lead.
Steve James sent me the script, and I had access to the rough cut, the word print, so I could get an idea of the timing and how, you know, all the words worked with the picture. And then, of course, I also read Life itself cover to cover, so I knew the entire thing, you know, what Roger was trying to say with this book. And that's how we approached it.
I'm curious as to the response, since the movie's been out a week and we're getting more cities attached to it, what you've been hearing.
People have really accepted it, which is, you know, it's a relief, because it was probably one of the hardest voiceovers that I've ever done. This wasn't doing an impression like, you know, for a sketch comedy thing like on The Tonight Show. And, you know, I had to bring emotion to the words that were never spoken out loud by Roger. They're only on the page. So this was not something where you could go back and say, like, well, how did Roger say this? We don't really know. We only know how he wrote it. And so there was a great deal of interpretation in there. It was great working with Steve James as a director. He had a really good handle on the material. So while he was directing me in the session, you know, we would talk back and forth about, you know, how he thought this should be played out and what his idea was for each scene. And fortunately, you know, it's gone over so well that a lot of people have come up to him after the screening, and they've been bewildered, and they said, how did you get Roger to record this? Is this something he did years ago, and you just got hold of these recordings? And Steve has to explain to them. It's like, no, we actually have someone, an actor that's actually emulating Roger's voice that's speaking those words.
What is the hardest cartoon voice or other voice that you've had to do?
I think one of the most difficult was another one that was a voice match. Peter Cushing, who was in the original Star Wars, I play his character, Grand Moff Tarkin, in the series Star Wars, The Clone Wars. And this was another case where they didn't want to have him sound like he did in the movie. They wanted him to sound like he might have sounded 25 years prior to the original Star Wars. So that was a real workout, but very enjoyable, too.
Where else would kids most recognize your voice?
I do a lot of work for Disney, and I think most kids are probably familiar with that. I've guest starred on Doc McStuffins as a character called Gustav Gator. We have a new series that just started this week called The 7D, about the Seven Dwarfs prior to meeting Snow White, and I play Sleepy in that. There's a lot of people that, if they know Disney, they're usually familiar with my voice or they've heard me.
Could you give us a sample of something else?
Sure, I can give the Sleepy from The 7D, the new cartoon where he's there with all his other fellow compatriots helping out Queen Delightful. Well, I'm sorry, Winkers, I fell asleep again on the job.